Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring 5 fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
The cattle futures market finished mixed here with feeder cattle anywhere from 12 higher to about 50 lower. Front month May, we're down 22 at 141.37, about 20 off the lows. August, we're the brightest and strongest contract here, up 12 at 149.27. On the technical side, over the last 8 trading days, the August feeders have sold off $12.62, or a little less than 8% in a pretty short period of time. If you go back and look at the retracements, 50% retracement on that August feeder from the high to the low 8 days ago was about 155, and so currently we're 149.27. So that's $5.70 to get back to the 50% retracement. On the live cattle, we were down across the board, down 30 to 77 cents here, with the August being the weakest at 111, down 70. 77. Box beef at midday was down 58 cents on choice at 231.26. Select up 45 at 218.66. Feeder cattle index is 144.66, a little bit above the May feeders. And then we did have some cash trade today from 122 to 123 up in Kansas. 479 head of 837 listed on Fed Cattle Exchange were at that price.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain futures did kind of change direction today. We had Kansas City July up 6 at $4 even, 6 cents off the lows. Technically speaking, that contract over the last 24 days has sold off about 71 cents or 15.4%. And of course, the Kansas Quality Wheat Tour has been going on for 2 days now. Yesterday's average was 46.9 bushels an acre, about 7% higher than where they were last year at the same time. It's looking like the yield, it could be a record, but production may not be a record because of the lower amount of acres. So pretty good crop what's planted, but a little less out there. So that could continue. That'll wrap up tomorrow afternoon. And then here late in the day, we had the USDA ethanol or crush report. It shows that 441.7 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol in March. Last year it was 472.9. That's significant because we had the flooding, et cetera, here in the United States that slowed down ethanol production. So that could be what the reason was for that decrease. And then the DDGs produced were 1.865 million tons, down from 1.943 last year at the same time. So quite a bit of changes here. It looks like overall less soybean usage. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.